This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Cloutier tried to throw the needle to Nanako. Cloutier does, he scores! Incredible! Nanako finishing it off, but what about this move by Josh Bird? Scooting the ball over to Nanako as he does so well in front of the net. And Buffalo right back at it with the first lead of the game.
Comeback complete.
Had to
come back with that.
Welcome back.
Oh, I told them before the show. Trevor's on. You got to come back with Creed.
Let's go, baby.
So, the Bandits refusing to quit, down 5-0 last night against the Toronto Rock on the road, staring down the barrel of their first loss of the season. And no.
Just no.
No.
No lead is safe.
It can't happen.
No lead is safe.
No.
No, absolutely not. I mean, you're looking at a 5-0 deficit, and then coming out of the halftime, just 7 seconds into the third quarter, TD Erling, the faceoff guy for Toronto, goes right down the field and scores to make it 6-3, and you're like, uh-oh.
Well, there probably goes that fun idea, like that fun notion.
Well, the Bandits had a fun second quarter. That was cool.
Real quick, though, I gotta tee in the segment here. Trevor was so ready to go. That's Trevor Hauer, by the way.
Yeah,
our Bandits beat guy that we bring in for a little bit of a Bandits report. Now that the football season has ended, and the Bandits still have this really weird schedule going on, where they've had several bye weeks throughout the start of the year, and now they have a back to back for this weekend. Now I think it's comfortable to reintroduce the idea of having Trevor on for a little bit to bring you some Bandits news on the somewhat regular here. Now that the Bills are out of the playoffs are over, the NFL season's over. We did have him on for Wild Card Weekend. More to talk about the Bills than anything else than what we were originally intending to do here with Trevor. But this is what this is. The Bandits, though, last night winning 13-12 over the Toronto Rock on the road as they continue their undefeated streak to start the season. 7-0 on the year.
For the first time since 1996.
This is why we have them on. And now, we'll dive fully into this now, Trevor, as we get your introduction out of the way.
Yeah, so it's, you know what, Derek and Joe, it's great. Thank you for having me on. I love talking about the Bandits with you guys. I love being the Bandit aficionado on this show. But you know what? It's always fun covering a team that is undefeated. It's just really, really fun to watch. And that is the type of game that you got last night. No love was lost.
Correct.
On Valentine's Day between these two rivals, between the Bandits and the Toronto Rock. Obviously, mentioning the 5 spot in the first quarter, that was uncharacteristic. It was the first time all season long the Bandits were shut out in the first quarter, and they came back with a 3 spot in the second, 4 spot in the third and a 6 spot. They put up a touchdown on the Toronto Rock there in the fourth quarter. And it was a lot of your secondary guys were starting to score. Kyle Buchanan with a hat trick. Tehoka Nanacoke, the clip that you heard Evan play coming out of the break there. That was the go-ahead goal to make it 10-9 on a great pass from Josh Byrne. You had Ian McKay continuing to score, Chase Fraser with a hat trick. Just an overall fantastic game from these guys. And if there's something that you should know if you're new to the sport of lacrosse, it is the Bandits and the Toronto Rock is a very one-sided rivalry over the past 2 years. The Bandits have not lost to the Toronto Rock since April 1st, 2023.
To be fair, that's probably a lot of teams dealing with the Buffalo Bandits at this point.
No, yeah, you're very right. You're very, very correct on that. And yeah, I mean, obviously, look at their standings, right? 7-0, and going into a game tonight, looking to go 8-0 for the first time since who knows when, with a big win, hopefully against the San Diego Seals. But what a kickstart to the weekend! Big come from behind victory. No lead is safe against this Bandits team.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable. I mean, looking at how they've performed. Yeah, they might get off to a slow start, right? Like we've seen that a couple other times throughout the season where it is close and then they end up pulling through in the end. This team just has the resolve to them that they're just not going to lose a game. And you mentioned how exciting it is to cover an undefeated team. Yet all football season, we were covering a team that defeated the so-called undefeated team at one
point,
right?
Right? Exactly.
And are we basically looking at the Kansas City Chiefs of the NLL? Like, is that kind of what we're looking at here? Because
kind
of three-peat is very much alive, right? The first year, they were there, right? They had a great record on the season. The Chiefs and Bandits both went to the championship and won. The year before that, they actually went to the championship and lost. And then, not the year before that, but you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. And then the year after, though, the Bandits are 500. The Chiefs are on the road for every playoff game, right? Like, there's dualities between these two teams, and we hate one of them, but we love another.
Yeah.
So I think
I do like the Kansas City comparison. Yeah.
When you're on the receiving end of the undefeated team, it's so amazing. When you're on the, I guess, when you're getting dished out, right, against the undefeated team, and they just keep finding ways to win, it's so utterly frustrating.
I like your Kansas City comparison, Joe. I think that's really good. I heard someone, I think it was maybe the sideline reporter for TSN, they mentioned the 90s New York Yankees.
Yeah, that's a good one too.
I think that's more of a likable one here in Western New York. You know, you're talking about a Bandits team and you're comparing them to Derek Jeter. I mean, one of the all-time greats in Major League Baseball. I will also throw this out there. The Bandits have won, well, bleeding into last season, of course, 16 straight games.
That was the number I was looking for, actually. I had been quiet for a little bit because I was looking for how long it has been since they last lost a game.
If you want to put it in perspective, the last time they lost a game was in the middle of March last season against a now-defunct organization in the Panther City Lacrosse Club in overtime. It's been that long. The last time they lost a game was against a team that no longer exists. Insane.
I don't know what words to say that haven't been said already at this point, because I feel like it's different within the last 2 years of this club. With how they broke the championship drought, it was a bumpy season. As a matter of fact, there was very much a threat that they would not make the playoffs at all.
Right.
Come in as the lowest seed and fight their way through the postseason. And now the last 2 years, it's just, no, we're this good. And there's barely a team that can stop us, even in the regular season right now.
It's championship or bust. They've set themselves up where anything else rather than a championship title lifted in Banditland is unacceptable, pretty much. And I think that's the way that you should really build your team. That's the mindset. Get to that winning level, and if it's nothing less than, or if it's anything less than a championship, it's a disappointment in the season. And the way that they've been playing so far this year, 7-0 on the year for the first time since 1996. Also, they won the championship in 1996, by the way. Just throwing that out there.
Their head coach won it, didn't he?
Yeah, Johnny T. Johnny Tavares.
He
won it
yep.
in 92, 93, 96, and 08. And then twice as a head coach in 23 and 24.
I guess their key to the game is just having John Tavares involved in the team in some capacity, and they seem to just win championships.
I have seen in the past, though, like if they're missing a left-handed forward, or if maybe one of them's injured, he goes out, laces up, and practices with the fellas. He goes out there and shoots around.
That's crazy.
It's absolutely nuts. And you know what else helps, Joe, is when you go 15 of 29 in the faceoff dot against one of the best in the game, against TD Ehrling, when you got that hype man in Connor Farrell, who is a great locker room presence and one of the fan favorites on the team. I know when they played, who did they play a couple weeks ago? Was it Philadelphia? Or he took a penalty shot, and the whole crowd at the KeyBank Center was on their feet. And if he scored that goal, I think the roof would have blown off the place.
Yeah, it was against Albany.
Albany, that's right.
Yeah, the Fire
Wolves. Albany on the on the first.
Yeah, yeah. That's I mean, is he the one who gets the "You Need Some Milk"?
Yes.
Played over the speaker. Yes.
Yeah, nicknamed the Milkman because growing up, I guess he drank like a gallon of milk every single day or something like that.
Oh, jeez.
And he always delivers. That's what somebody else in the fan base told me. Because he always delivers like a milkman does.
So, I guess looking at the matchup tonight against San Diego, right? Are you seeing another victory for the Bandits? What does the San Diego team look like to you?
Well, you're looking at a San Diego team that's very, very sneaky, very under the radar. They do play the Bandits fairly well, but in their history, they have never beaten the Bandits once since they debuted in 2019, I believe, was when they became a franchise. But they always played the Bandits very, very well. I think the Bandits, what they need to focus on tonight if they want to win this game is you can't have any exhaustion spilling in from last night. The only downside from coming back down 5-0 is you had to exert that much energy, and then you have to play a game the night after. You hope that they're not exhausted. You hope that they're kind of riding into this game high off a big win, and you don't want them to. You didn't want them to use all their energy in last night's victory. That's the only concern you should have as a Bandits fan going into this one, because you know San Diego, they're a very sneaky team. They a lot of times over the past couple seasons they've been beating teams that really they shouldn't be beating. But then on the other side, San Diego loses against teams that you look at the score and you're like, you really just lost to that team? So it's going to be a little bit interesting going into tonight's game. And, you know, I think the Bandits are going to go into this game very, very high off of last night's victory, because coming back down 5-0, I know it's a game of runs in lacrosse, but you don't see
and
that too often.
And you're also coming back to the rabid fan base in Buffalo that is very unique to the NLL as a whole.
Yeah.
Lacrosse is getting its following, and I do love that it is growing as a game. There is no city like Buffalo when it comes to its support, though, because, oh boy.
The mecca of indoor lacrosse.
The mecca of indoor lacrosse, and also only one of three places that could even fit 19,000 people into their arenas.
Right.
Yeah.
Buffalo's the one selling it out.
Rochester plays where the Amherst play. There's not that many. Like,
Blue Cross Arena only could fit 10,000, for example.
Yeah.
There are three teams that use NHL arenas.
Yeah.
Two of them.
Philadelphia, Buffalo, Colorado? I'm guessing.
Calgary.
Oh, Calgary, that's right. Yep.
There's two others that play in NHL arenas that fit. Oh, excuse me, three others that play in NHL arenas. Colorado, Vancouver, and Toronto.
Yes. Yep.
But Buffalo's the one that sells it out.
And everywhere. It's the loudest. And they have a great road crowd as well.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at it, Albany, few-hour drive, Rochester, hour drive, Toronto, one-hour drive, right? Like, Buffalo's in a good spot for a lot of these road games where they can actually, the Bandit fans can travel really
well. And it's
a
destination place with that in mind, because of the fact that, hey, if you end up becoming a solid to good player on this team, you're being recognized around here. Or even more so, there's brand deals that are going to happen in Buffalo that aren't going to happen in a lot of other
absolutely
places.
Absolutely right.
It is the destination to go for a lacrosse player. And then you look at the tenant that hosts these games and the team that plays there as well, and just how more abound of a franchise that they are. in the NHL.
And the rabid fan base. I always compare it to a wrestling crowd meets a football crowd. It's absolutely nuts. And you know what? You can be a young player on this team with a ton of skill set, and you're walking down Pearl Street, and you're like, that guy's got my jersey on. That must be a pretty cool feeling for a young Bandit player that's really showing up. You're like, wow, yeah. My jersey's on the rack at the Sabre store. That's pretty cool.
Yes, and I think, though, that it's huge for this team that they continue to be dominant in the way that they are, because the foundation is in place. This is a team looking to win three in a row. This is a team that is one of the consistent forces in the NLL.
Virtually, you bring back the same core every single year.
How do you not choose to go here?
Right.
It's kind of what it is. If you have any sort of agency on your destination, you're just going to go to Buffalo.
Look at the checklist. You got the greatest indoor lacrosse player of all time at behind the bench as your head coach. Rabid fans, super loud crowd, 6 championship banners hanging in the rafters at the KeyBank Center. Does that sound pretty cool?
And ever since John Tavares has taken over on the bench, there's only one time that they did not make it to the finals. And that was in 2020. Wow. When the COVID pandemic happened.
Yeah. No one in a year where no one made the finals.
No one made the finals. No playoffs were held.
That's insane.
And they finished second in the league.
From the top down, they're a buttoned-up franchise, that's for sure. And
so when it comes
like
to a finals,
Derek, it is good to see you in that arena.
When it comes to a finals, this is not just a chance to win three in a row. It's a chance to get to 5 in a row.
Yeah.
Appearing in 5 straight championship rounds.
Exceeding pre-COVID. Like 2019, they played the Calgary Roughnecks and came up short in the finals that year, too.
Correct.
So I guess you can say Johnny T behind the bench, but also Matt Vince in goal.
Yes.
Has never had a season where he didn't play in the finals either.
Correct. They know what they're doing when it comes to building the roster and having the right coaches in mind and in place for that. So, Trevor, with that, we will let you go as what do we got on the table here? It's San Diego tonight in Banditland. What
San
time?
San Diego tonight in Banditland, 7:30 face-off for Marvel Guardians of the Field or something like that night. They're wearing the light blue threads.
They've got Iron Man on their jerseys.
Yes, they do.
Iron Man running down the sleeves. It's going to be a great game. And then the wacky schedule continues as the Bandits travel all the way to the West Coast next week to face against the same exact team in the San Diego Seal. So you're going to see them back-to-back. Bandits pick up the sweep against the Toronto Rock. Still haven't lost to those guys in almost 2 calendar years. Mm-hmm. Then you got back-to-back against San Diego. So it's going to be pretty cool. Going to be definitely interesting to see how the Bandits play coming up on the West Coast.
Trevor Hauer, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
That's Trevor Hauer there as he joins us talking about the Bandit lacrosse season that has been 7-0 for the Bandits as they continue their dominant ways. And 7:30 in Banditland down at KeyBank Center in downtown Buffalo tonight. I cannot believe what I saw last night of them, Joe, because you look at it and it's like, all right, you're down 5-0 and now you're starting to trek back and they stop the run with a goal to make it 6-3 and it's like, okay, they're finally going to lose a game. No. And that's where it kind of like startles me about them. How different and dominant they are is a sight to behold. Especially because you look at the points leaders. Josh Burns 8 off of leading the league in points again. And he's played 2 less games. The Bandits have only played 7. They have played the least amount of games in the NLL.
Right. And they're still just dominant. Like,
excuse
it's
me, Dane Smith, by the way, the one that could be taking over, not Josh Byrne. Byrne's in 6th in scoring. Dane Smith's in 3rd in scoring. And again, they've played only 7 games.
Right. So when the games equal out,
they'll probably be back to where they usually are, which is both of them threatening in the top 3.
Yeah. Well, even if it's not, it's insane to watch. Like when I've been at these games this season covering them, if they're not scoring, they're in the assist column. Like, they're getting points. Like, it's just unbelievable. They're involved in every way with the scores of some kind, you know? So their dominance is felt with or without them scoring goals.
Yeah.
And it's pretty remarkable.
It is, and it's a sight to behold. I don't follow it as heavily, and I know that because there is more success going on with this team, I don't think that I could be necessarily accused of being a bandwagoner, but at the same time, yeah, it's not like it's very hard to have seen this team being bad in its entire history, though. That's the other portion of it. That crowd fills in 18,000 to 19,000 strong because of the fact that they have been consistently good for so long in their entire history. This isn't just like, this isn't a team that had any of the lengthy playoff droughts that the Bills or the Sabres have had. They are consistently this good, historically. And while they had to search a long time for between championships, they are still one of the best teams consistently year in and year out in their league. And that's the part that continues to have people in droves showing up to this team, showing up to these games. And it's baffling to me, though, to see how dominant that they are right now.
It's just really fun to watch. Like, if there's any simple way to put it, I first got introduced in the championship run loss in 2021. And then it's been up and up and up from there. And you see everybody commenting, whether it be on Twitter, any social media, just like, wow, I just saw my first Bandits game. This sport's unbelievable. This team's unbelievable. And I mean, I know it's not the biggest league by any means. It is expanding considerably from what it was.
It's gaining and losing teams and cities every now and then as like teams are transferring out and new teams are being put in, though. So they are still fighting for popularity across the country.
Yeah. And the more, like, I know it's Zach Belter, right? One of the good Bandits players. Mm-hmm. He got his bell rung a couple weeks ago. You remember that clip?
Yep.
Barstool Sports gets a hold of it. Twitter gets a hold of it. It's everywhere. Like, as terrible as it was to see a Bandit player be at the face of that, guess what that brings in? Viewership. Because people see that and they're like, oh, I want to watch this, you know?
Yeah. It is funny to me just how dominant they are. Funny in a, like, wow, like, this is seriously just how good they are, how great they have been this year and last is, it's almost ridiculous. But
it is.
Here they
it's
go.
It's otherworldly.
I don't, like, 16 in a row, as Trevor said, that they've won. And that's disgusting. It's disgusting. Let's just call it what it is. But it's in a favorable way here. So, yeah, it's been interesting to see just how great they are. And now another game tonight when they have such a weird schedule going on here. Maybe to try to derail them, calm them down a little bit, and it's not working.
No. And they've done the back-to-back before in the championship, Albany last year.
Albany last year. We talked with John Gertler and Steve Brumell in consecutive weeks.
Yeah, they had ice baths on the bus, right? Like, it was crazy what they were doing mm-hmm. in the championship series.
Yes.
So I don't think it's out of their nature to be able to handle something like this at all.
It is. It's not surprising in the slightest with how they get things done. But still, to watch it is something to marvel at. That's the thing. All right. We come back. By the way, Paul Hamilton joining us at 1 o'clock as we'll talk hockey, the Four Nations tournament going on. Maybe you have to ask him a Sabres question or two. But we'll talk with Paul at the top of the hour as well here. As Sports Talk Saturday rolls on, Derek Kramer, Joe Cali, you're listening to WGR.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Horensky shoots. Score on the rebound, the second on the power play from Matthew Tkachuk.
Four Nations Tournament. More action starting at 1 o'clock today, oddly enough. And that's when we'll talk to Paul Hamilton as well. Sweden-Finland starting at 1 o'clock. And then tonight, USA-Canada. By the way, Canada released who they're going to have starting in net, Joe. And I'm actually kind of like ready to laugh at this.
Oh, boy. Who is it?
It's Jordan Binnington. So you're telling me the biggest hothead of goaltenders is about to play two of the biggest provokers and irritants that both have the same last name in Tkachuk.
I love it.
Like, that's actually going to get very interesting.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun game.
And I think the biggest thing for me about the Four Nations tournament and how it is running is, once again, players on the ice do not take it lightly. It's for country.
Oh, yeah. It's a whole different level than your team. Because you're right. It is your country. It's who you are at your roots.
It's a degree of pride that you're not going to see in any all-star game. And it really has been quality hockey that you're seeing once again. Because these players, they're trying. They're caring. And I don't want to get too deep into this because I want to ask Paul all these questions and give all these statements to him as well. But it's more or less, with the slow decline and or straight up deaths of all-star games in leagues, the NHL, for them to have figured out what to do with an all-star break is refreshing to me, because the league that has a constant failure for marketing.
Oh, yeah. It's the things that they revoked regarding the Knights, right? Like, all of that stuff. They've missed. Miss after miss after miss after miss. So, I agree with you. 100%.
Yeah, I do believe there's so much. So much to enjoy about seeing the best against the best for pride of country. Man, it is such a disappointment that we've been robbed of that for too many Olympic games at this point. And I do think that this is a nice way to get back to it.
Absolutely.
It's a nice introduction to getting the NHL players back to the Olympics and for hockey to be able to grow again as a sport within even this country, so to say. That said, I would love for the Americans to do what they did for the most part with this roster and keep going with that. Like, yes, Tage Thompson was left off of the USA roster, and that was probably the biggest pass. And I would imagine, though, that if given the opportunity, he would be traveling with a team for an Olympic break, because he would be one of the players grabbed as an extra.
Right. I would agree with that.
And that's something with the Four Nations rules, is that if the player is not able to step on the ice, that's when someone else is finally able to step in. For example, Cal Makar might not play today, but he skated on the ice at practice today, so his backup is still not able to even touch the ice. And that's a big deal. Like, that's, all right, here we go. You're not allowed to jump in here at all, even as an extra skater at practice, until a player has to come off. And that's mostly because they had to pick such strict guidelines with the roster themselves.
Right. This is interesting for me. This is the first Four Nations I've really tuned into. Like, as you and I have talked about, with the Sabres, my entire childhood being not great, and, you know, I got in, and then I'm out, but I'm really never out now because of work, so I have to watch the Sabres. This is really fun to watch meaningful hockey games, if you will, that aren't directly associated with the team, but country. Like, I can root for Team USA. And, like, they're a solidly built team, you know? Like, more than solid. Like, they're fun to watch. It's the best of the best.
Are you ready for the hot take, Joe?
What?
Crest over country. I'm here for Sweden. I'm here for Rasmus Dahlin.
Rasmus? Yeah. I don't think that's a hot take. I think
crest over country.
Me as a casual, right, if you will. Like, that's, I guess, what I'd call myself. Just general hockey fan. More of a casual, but a little more in-depth of a Sabres fan. Team USA, like, that's exciting for me, right? Like, the Olympics, like, you're right, you don't see this. And this is a new thing for me where, you know, I played hockey for a little bit. I've tried watching the Sabres. It got exciting when they were 1 point out. And then this I haven't felt real excitement about watching hockey games in the recent history. These are exciting games to watch no matter what your rooting interest is, crest or country, I think, right? They're entertaining at their core no matter what. And that's how, I mean, I hate to bring the Sabres into this. I really do, but it's my one way to relate to it. The Sabres 2 years ago were that, Derek.
Yes.
They might not have won every game. Those games were fun to watch.
Yes.
Not anymore. And that's just, unfortunately, the way everything kind of turned out with
and even
how
then,
the team was this, managed,
this
roster.
Season, this yeah. season is different in a sense where they also have acquired their first four-game win streak since January of 2023. So even in the disaster that has been this year, they still managed to do something that last year's team straight up did not, which was win more than three games in a row. And if not for the disaster that struck in the month of December, they would be just as much in the mix as everyone else for a playoff spot. Like yeah. That is how damaging the month of December was for them.
This season, you had to actively try to not be in a playoff spot, and they did successfully with a 13-game losing streak.
And
they were in. I remember the tweet the day of the show talking about this. Sabres are in a playoff spot. Unbelievable. And then here we are, you know, like a while back before the collapse.
And now not only just last place in the Eastern Conference, but last place by 6 points in the Eastern Conference. So you still have three games that you got to get out of last place in the East. Once you do that, you're just as threatening as everyone else.
Exactly.
But the problem is you're still out of it, but you're still out of even last place in your conference by that much. By three whole games. That's the sad reality of it for the Buffalo
Sabres.
And I
guess that's where this Four Nations tournament has actually kind of provided a little bit of light to my hockey fandom, right?
It allows for some neutrality.
Exactly. And just watching the game for the game. And like you said, these guys actually care. Like, this is for their country.
Yeah.
It's not the All-Star game. It's not how the NFL does the Pro Bowl now, right?
It's like, not, these guys, it's not the care. NBA All-Star game. It's not
exactly. Right? Exactly.
It's they not play the NHL All-Star game.
Yes. They actually play for it. They play good hockey. And these are the best of the best from these countries. And it's really exciting. This is my first time really tuning in. So I will tune in from here on out if it keeps up like this, for sure.
Yeah, and by the way, next chance to watch is going to be at 1 o'clock. As it's rivalry day within the Four Nations tournament, as Sweden takes on Finland, and there's rarely a nice thing that you could say for these countries between each other. As a matter of fact, there was a clip of Finland players walking by. Hey, do you have anything nice to say about Sweden? More times than not, you got the line back in Finnish, absolutely nothing. There were a few exceptions, one having fun saying they have the best neighbor. So obviously that, you know, Sweden is next to them. But then there's Henry Jokiharju. You talk about loyal to the crest. He said Rasmus Dahlin.
Yeah.
So it is going to be a very fun night here, as it is rivalry day. It's neighbor day. It's Sweden, Finland, USA, Canada.
I'm excited for USA, Canada. I will be tuning in because, of course, I'm going to catch whatever is left by the time we wrap up on the air of the Sweden game. But USA, Canada, I will be eyes glued. That'll be a good one.
It will be. And real quick, before we go to break, we'll get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll go to Bob in Cheektowaga. Bob, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
Hey, my friend. First time calling your show, guys. I like listening to it, and thank you for taking the call.
Appreciate the kind words. What you got?
Well, I totally agree with you about the tournament being entertaining and everything else, and it's cool watching, you know, the great stars, especially when you got the two Kachuks with Eichel. My point is, though, how would we feel if we were going for a Stanley Cup, I mean, I believe it's the Golden Knights may have lost one of their players for a while due to an injury. What if we were going for a Stanley Cup and one of our top players went down for a month or longer and we weren't able to use them? And it may have maybe cost us the chance to get to the Cup. That's number one. And number two, with the cost of tickets nowadays, if I'm a dad taking my one or two boys to the game and they want to see a certain star, and that star isn't in the game because he got injured in this tournament, that's going to sour me a little, because those tickets, you know, when a person devotes a portion of their paycheck to go in to watch this team, they have an obligation to put their top people on. Now, yes, they can get injured in a game, but that's a different story, okay, compared to a tournament that outside of people getting the entertainment and the players playing for the countries, it's really meaningless in the quest for a cup.
Bob, I will say it is a good point that you bring up, because it did happen, like you just mentioned, with the Vegas Golden Knights. Shea Theodore out. They're saying week to week. I'm not worried about LTIR shenanigans with them again, but they still could. But for me, it really does have to do with I don't have an answer for that, because I have no idea how it feels right now. It's a good point to bring up. Like, there are probably Vegas fans very salty about the fact that they lost a top-pairing defenseman in Shea Theodore. They lost a key contributor to their teams through their induction, actually. Shea Theodore has been a linchpin on the blue line for them. And now he's out because he's playing in this tournament, and it's for what, ultimately?
Right. For country recognition, that's it.
For country, but also there's nothing, like, this isn't Olympic gold that they're looking at either. That's the other thing.
I do get it. I think Bob made some good points there.
Bob also brings up something as to why the NHL backed out of the Olympics for years. Because John Tavares, when he was playing for the New York Islanders, gets injured for Team Canada in the Olympics. And the Islanders end up lost at sea for a bit without him. And it's something that owners have thought about, and apparently they're willing to bury that fear into the pit of their stomachs.
Yeah, for this.
But it has been a very long time since we've seen this, and it is because of something that Bob brings up. So I appreciate the call there, Bob. It's a fair and nuanced take. And it's something that they've thought about for the longest time, to where they're only just now reintroducing best-on-best action for international play. It's something that they have dealt with now for years. And I think it's because of the fact that we have not seen it for the longest time. That's where I don't have a good answer. It's because we're just getting it back. And some fans, they're seeing it for the first time.
Right.
And that's an interesting point. We'll keep going on with this with Paul Hamilton at the top of the hour here at 1 o'clock, as he'll join us here. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley, this is Sports Talk Saturday. We'll be back in a flash here on WGR. We're going to rush through this segment. Why? Because I want to be on time for Paul Hamilton joining us here at 1 o'clock. But there is something that I can spill the guts about for about a minute, and this
Hit
is
me.
Going to unnerve everyone from this area.
No.
To begin,
great.
It's a tweet from Darren Rovell, so it's already going off the rails real fast. But to begin the 40th season of serving University of Miami baseball fans, last night there was a milkshake tribute to the Hurricanes opponents, Niagara University. Do you know what was in this milkshake? Vanilla ice cream, vanilla syrup, buffalo sauce, and blue cheese.
Served with
a chicken wing and celery stick for $13.
I'm out.
If you're going to do something like what the Sabres do with their hot dog of the day, at least make it good.
Yeah,
Don't put stuff that you put like on your chicken wings with blue cheese.
Yeah, you like my sound effect? I'll run it back. That's what that is. Disgusting.
I did not hear that because
right,
I was getting mad.
Paul Hamilton coming up next.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.